Come on down. I know we buy our own pews in this church, but this morning you can sit in someone else's. Well, thank you all for braving the elements and coming out here today. Doug, keep us informed as far as the radio so I don't say something I shouldn't. Of course, I never would do that. You all know that, don't you? All right, let's turn to our... First of all, I welcome you all. I have a feeling that all of you here know who I am and are hardy souls willing to get out this morning. And, of course, I appreciate that. If you grab your announcements this morning... As of now, there will be no Ignite tonight for obvious reasons. They were going to go caroling at the nursing homes and such, but Jamie was even afraid to have them drive from their homes into here. Youth, you have a night off. Spend it at home with your families, all right? There you go. But anyway, also, next week, if possibly some of you here go to the early service traditionally, and because of the weather you came to this service, know that we are not having an 8:20 service next week. The cantata, Baptist and Methodist churches are going to do the cantata next week at this service, 10 o'clock. So we're not going to do the 8:20 service, all right? But after this service next week, there is a potluck for everyone in honor of the chancel choir following the cantata. And then, of course, at 6 o'clock that night, is at the Baptist church. So, anyway, Loops of Love is not meeting this Thursday. Yes, Loops of Love is not meeting this Thursday. And also Circle D, which was supposed to meet last Thursday, rescheduled to this Friday, December 14th at 6:30 at Sean Miller's. Finger food, snacks, and bring an ornament for the exchange. All right? You're back.
Yeah.
Glad you're here. So just keep that, know that what was supposed to be Circle D, this ornament exchange that was supposed to be last Thursday, is now this Friday at Sean Miller's. All right? Any other announcements this morning? Please notice the poinsettias. We have in honor of, we have in memory of, and to the glory of God from, printed on your announcement sheets there. Yes? Okay. I was going to come up and sit. All right. Also, please notice this. Some of you may notice the first time that it was in the bulletin. And this came from United Methodist Foundation, and they allowed us to put our names on it. And so that is what this is from. It's very interesting material. Also, Larry Burdett is going to teach during the Sunday school hour from 20s and 30s on up. I suppose if there's youth interested, they could come too. But during the Sunday school hour, he's going to teach on this very thing on January 13th. So make sure that you come prepared to hear that. I think it's a great way to think about the church in your financial planning for, just wherever you are in your life. Just read all about it in here. And he'll try to bring it more down into understandable language if you don't understand that. All right, as of now, we don't have any radio station because they're down this morning. Probably the ice broke something. Jay Sterling, our liturgist, called and said they couldn't make it in, and Deanna said the same thing. Ruth, who was going to play piano today, has a medical procedure, I believe, tomorrow, and so she's already up in Columbia. So guess what? Kevin is going to lead singing this morning. We'll just sing. I didn't think about that. This morning I'm an ambassador for Christ. How about that? So we'll sing a cappella this morning. So as we just be prepared to sing loud as you can. So is there anything else before we begin this morning?